sound. It makes a little twang. Little twang, sound. Uh-huh. But they had those here.
Yes, we had those, and we had harmonicas, and we had a piano, and I played the piano for all of our dances. And I could play by ear, so, you know, the jazz part just kind of came in easily so that we could all have dances. And then.
Now, where did you have your dances?
In the hall, the gym, the school gym.
There was a school gym where you had where you had. And you'd have those pretty regularly, every week or every weekend?
Every weekend, we kids did something. And it was, times were hard. There was no place to go. You're 100 miles from any kind of entertainment, so we made our own entertainment.
Mm.
And in the wintertime, when you couldn't go far because the roads were bad, every other week we had a party at someone's house. And we played silly games and had cake and punch or maybe pie and milk or something and went home. But we all got together. We sang. Singing was important. We all sang. We all knew the words of all of the songs. And in our family, we sang from the time we got up in the morning, you know, as a group. If we got in the car, we turned on the singing machine. We didn't turn on the radio. We all just sang all the songs. Yeah. And wherever we went, we sang.
Mm. And you play instruments to create what?
Oh, frivolity, fun.
Okay, but the sound that comes out would be called what?
Music.
Okay, that's what I was. In the old days, did you in the playground at the school, did you have a...
teeter-totter.
Yeah, you did. Okay. And when you ate a chicken, was there a particular bone that you would fight over to...
Wishbone.
Okay. Tell me about the tradition associated with that. Did y'all do that a lot?
We did that, but I don't know. I don't know where it came from. Everyone just broke the wishbone, and the one who had the largest part got his wish.
Mm.
But I don't know where it came from.
Would you say your family was superstitious growing up? Did y'all have a lot of superstitions?
No.
Did people in this area, were there superstitions that you knew about?
In some families, there might have been, but
Can you remember any of were there any that were unusual?
Oh, the black cat crossing in front of you, the bird flying in the house, don't open a parasol in the house, an umbrella in the house.
Uh-huh. Did they have any related to planting of crops or... things like that.
Well, see, we didn't plant crops.
Yeah, that's
see,
true.
We're
that's,
up here.
I keep forgetting that. Yep. It's really true. It's very different, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes, it is. It's totally different.
Yeah. This is an expression I was wondering about. If you were going to have to carry a heavy load from one place to another, how would you express that? Would you say you're going to carry that load, or would you use the word tote or pack or haul?
Haul. We would have said haul. Since I've been in transportation, I would have said carry.
Okay.
But prior to that, it was haul.
Mm.
And I think we still haul in trucking.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. And I was wondering if in the old days when a young boy and a young girl were dating,
mm-hmm.
what would they be called? What they would be called to their relationship to each other would be what if they were just dating each other? Would that be called like boyfriend
and girlfriend?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a boy who was taking a girl to a dance, like down
mm-hmm.
at the school,
it was a date.
Her date.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use the word escort?
Yes, we would have.
Escort.
Mm-hmm. Especially to our proms or our something special, he would have been the escort. But other than that, it would have been just our date or our boyfriend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you mentioned some of the dances. Are there any other local get-togethers, yearly or annual celebrations, like fairs or things like that, where the whole community got together?
Not at that particular time, because getting together was difficult. You know, we had a long distance. It isn't as if we were close to one another. This was a long distance between. And so we got together on weekends for, in the wintertime, skating parties or dancing or just... party, getting together and playing the piano and everybody singing sing-alongs, that type of thing.
Does Park County have a county fair?
We have the county fair. We have the Gold Days, the borough race over Mosquito Pass, which will be next, I think it's this next week or so. And that collects people from a lot of areas who come for that particular deal.